Management structures. Types of business structures: business organization and operations, and job titles in real estate. Introduction. There are several different types of management structures that businesses may adopt. Some select organizational structures based on such factors as available resources, short-term and long-term business goals, and scalability. Others may adopt them based on their size, industry, and strategic goals. The management structure of a business can be a help or a hindrance to achieving business goals. Business organization and operation. Business structures. Select the headings to learn more about each business structure. Hierarchical structure. The hierarchical structure is the traditional and most common business structure. It is a top-down management structure, meaning that the authority rests with the executives at the top and flows down to the subordinates. Imagine a pyramid where the CEO is at the apex. Underneath the CEO are the president and vice presidents, C-level executives, directors, managers, supervisors, all the way down to the mailroom employees. Authority and power are at the top of the pyramid. Limited authority and responsibilities are in the middle. Those without any power are at the bottom. Given time and hard work, the lower-level employees can work their way up to the top. Because the hierarchical management structure is so well-defined, general employees have a clear path for advancement. Hierarchical management structures have endured over the years because they make sense to people. The chain of command is clearly defined, and executive management can delegate tasks to middle managers. Divisional structure. Larger companies operating in broad geographical areas often use this organizational structure. These companies have separate divisions or organizations that function under the larger corporate structure to cover different market areas, services, and products. This structure allows businesses to target and meet needs more efficiently. One of the main challenges with this divided approach is that communication is often hindered because the divisions do not work together. Smaller businesses can use a scaled-down version of divisional structures to provide separate services or operations in different locations, for example, different areas of a city. Divisional structure tends to be costly because of size and organizational reach. Functional structure. Functional structures work well for most brokerage startups. They are established by grouping each segment of the organization according to its purpose or role. For example, a brokerage may have a financial oversight department, a sales department, a marketing department, a recruiting department, a training department, and an administrative department. Small businesses often use this structure to leverage the talents and skills of the team. Functional structures may also have communication issues since team members work in separate departments. Matrix structures. The matrix structure functions as a hybrid of the divisional and functional structures. These structures tend to be used in very large companies and permit companies to gain structure. Under this type of structure, many areas of a company will be under dual management, which can also have some drawbacks if the managers do not work well together. Did you know? A company's chief executive officer, CEO, is its highest-ranking position. Ultimate decision-making authority rests with the CEO. Some CEOs are the owners and founders of the companies they manage. However, CEOs do not have to be owners. The president of a company is typically second in the chain of command after the CEO. Business structures can change as the business grows incrementally. For example, in the early days of a startup, the broker or manager may handle most of the management responsibilities. With each new salesperson, the manager's responsibilities grow. Their responsibilities eventually increase to the point that the manager can no longer engage in other income streams, such as representing sellers or buyers. The business owner may have to stay in that role until it becomes economically feasible to hire another manager to take over some of the responsibility. Business operations. Businesses that start as franchises often come with prepackaged organizational structures. Hence, Brokerage owners know when to add staff and define new job roles. Brokerages acquired through a merger or acquisition already have a management structure that the new owners can maintain or change to align with their business practices and organizational goals. A standard management structure for a brokerage startup is the one-person organizational structure. In this structure, the owner or manager handles the brunt of the responsibilities with the assistance of the startup team personnel. Many brokerages will only hire a new manager once they have at least 10 to 12 sales agents, unless some of the agents immediately achieve high levels of production. As the business continues to grow, so can management staff. When it reaches the point that management duties are decentralized and each manager can focus on specific areas, the business can reach the sweet spot where it is turning a profit, and management can meet the needs of the sales agents and employees. To create a functional business structure, broker owners can 1. List all of the management responsibilities. 2. Group the responsibilities into categories. 3. Create job titles to handle the various categories of duties. 4. Inform sales agents, contractors, and employees of the organizational structure so they can follow the chain of command. This information will help optimize business efficiency. Job titles in real estate. The following are some of the job titles used in the real estate office: Bullet New Home Specialist, Bullet Technology and Online Specialist, Bullet Condominium Specialist, Bullet First Time Homebuyer Specialist, Bullet Pre-Owned Specialist, Bullet Marketing Development Specialist, Bullet Buyer's Agent, Bullet Broker of Record or Broker Associate, Bullet Relocation Specialist, Bullet Transaction Coordinator Specialist.